next case, please.
Case number 10388, Regina and Albert Menzer, west of Route 1, north of Janus Road, being lot B17 within Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Everybody going to talk?
Very well. Yeah, very well.
Mr. Russ is going to speak for us.
What about you guys? No, okay, then I just need him to. Name and address.
She done well, thank you. She done very well.
Your address.
Door address. 26926 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison.
Okay, do you swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. All yours.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to request a variance for an addition that was built for Lance and Regina Menzer. Well, Albert and Regina Menzer, excuse me.
Okay.
I have a drawing of the variance from the house. I'd like to see it and everything from where I started. I'm here to answer any questions on their behalf.
Okay. You're applying for addition.
Yes.
For due to the fact the new addition does not meet the requirements.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did you build this addition?
Yes, sir.
Did you get the permit?
Yes, sir.
And did you see what the setback were yes. on that permit?
Yes, sir. By the park setbacks.
By what now?
By the park recommended setbacks.
Okay.
Or 5 foot on each side, 5 foot to the back, and 10 foot to the front.
Okay.
Which is what Whispering Pines goes by.
Uh-huh.
When I had my footers dug and everything, I met with First State, and there was no questions brought up about it because of the park setbacks. After it was built and done, we went to get our final. We found out that I had to be 20 foot from the existing house, from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
From the house to house, from the addition to the mobile home itself, I'm 29 feet, but from the existing deck, which I did not know that it counted, I'm only 15 foot 11 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But part of this porch that I built this addition on
mm-hmm.
originally was 10 foot wide, which would still only made me 17 foot 11 inches when they bought it and received it. And it was no questions then. There is some new mobile homes going in there, and I have done some measuring, and a lot of them are not 20 feet setbacks. Mm-hmm. And we're requesting to just get the variance now that it's been built and done. And we filed all the legal papers we needed to. I also have a letter from the neighbor next door that, you know, they have no problem with the way it was built or where it's at that I can.
Okay.
And I did a rough sketch drawing so you would know what the distance are and everything.
Okay, so again, let me understand. When you started doing this addition, you're saying there wasn't a 20 feet in between units?
I was under the impression it had to be 20 feet from house to house.
Right.
Not, I didn't know that decks included that. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look over my glasses.
Well, that's okay.
And I was under the impression that that in a mobile home park, and it states it under one of the codes that you have to go by existing park rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I have built other additions in there and never had a variance asked for anything like this because I've stayed off what the existing property line
mm-hmm.
has asked for.
Okay.
Under Article 24, Section 115, 172, it does state in there that a requirement authorization premiered by residential structure may be set back at 5 feet or 10 feet, depending on mobile home. And that's what I've always gone by. Again, I've never, in all the mobile homes I've built in, I go right to the main offices and get what their regulations are and everything.
Okay.
Did you say there was already something where you built the addition before?
Yeah, there was an existing 10-foot deck there.
Okay.
What we did was added.
That's what you said, that was already less than 20 feet from
Yeah,
the
that
deck.
Was already at, it would have only been 17 foot 11 inches.
Was it enclosed or was it just a deck?
It was just a deck.
Okay.
It would have been deck to deck, would have only been 17 foot 11 inches.
Deck can be covered, can is ground level deck?
It's 27 inches off the ground.
It can encroach five feet.
And
setbacks, that's not the separation. On the 20 feet's
The 20-foot setback, they said, the way I read it, it states from living quarters to living quarters, basically.
So there was a variance?
When we built it.
For that?
Matter of fact, we even shortened it because it was an intention to be 14-foot, but that would have put me 2 foot closer to the property line than we needed to be with a 5 foot variance, and I went 6 foot, which only gave us a 12-foot wide instead of 14. So we tried to stay within the park rules and what we thought was right.
Okay. The permit states 20 feet separation?
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a copy of the permit with you?
Yes, sir. Tim?
Yeah, you can pass it down there if you would, please.
Just like him to verify that it states setbacks. Mm-hmm. We don't need it. Does it
yes,
verify?
Yes, it does say 20-foot separation between.
Okay, we don't need to have it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Russ, you were in your application. You were given a copy of the standards for granting a variance. Do you have that with you?
I think that would have been these. No, I just have the violation notice and no, sir.
Would you like to borrow my copy and address those standards? It would be these five. If you could address those. You can take it back with you and read it.
I guess the physical conditions. That one I don't quite understand. And not otherwise developed if possible. Again, like I said, I went with what I thought was the living existence would have been house to house, not considering a deck that was. And from what I can find, and I'm not trying to get the other people, that there was never a permit for the deck that was put on the house next to me years ago. Not created by hardship. Again, I'm not sure what you would ask me for there. I'd be more than willing to answer any questions. And the minimum variance, like I said, I went by park standards, and I went by house to house. The addition, like, would have been the living quarters, which was their addition room to the living space of the mobile home next to us in the mobile home park.
You came and picked up the application?
Yes, sir.
You recall seeing that those standards in the application?
Yes, sir, I believe so. I just.
Dean, do you know if the, is there a permit for the other deck he's talking about?
Not.
I believe Mr. Russell attested to that.
The mobile home was placed in 2000, and then this deck is still left open. The one just built still left open.
Yeah,
he's talking about the one.
The one next to
it. No, there's no other permits.
No permit for that one either.
Recorded, right. Like I say, and the mobile home was placed in the year 2000.
How long has your applicant owned the mobile? Since 2000?
Yes, they purchased the home in 2000. It was on there before, and it was they bought it back, I believe, through a bank. Where the gentleman had lost it.
Testified to that.
It had the existing deck on it.
Your
Albert L. Menzer, Jr., 32004 Janice Road, Lewis, Delaware, 199.
Okay, and do you swear from the testimony about to give to be the truth, the whole truth?
I do. The mobile home itself is a 2000 model. We've owned it since 2005. Just to clarify that.
And was the deck on there when you
The deck was on there when we purchased it. Yes, sir. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Therefore, it wasn't created by the applicant.
No, it was an existing deck. I'm sorry, I didn't. I misunderstood.
Now you understand.
Yes.
Okay.
It was on there when the house was set there originally in 2000. It was on there when they purchased it in 2005.
Okay, continue.
Okay.
You.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,388 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,388 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. What that means, sir, your case has been taken under advisement for later on this evening. There may be a decision made later on. You may stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
All right. If I choose to stay, do the homeowners have to stay with me because they have to return back to one with two?
No. Okay. I mean, you don't have to either. You can call in the morning if you would like.
All right.
I mean, you're welcome to stay if you want. It may be and it may not be a decision made. That's up to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.